It's library quiet in the waiting room at the San Antonio Food Bank, where clients come to sign up for food assistance. It's empty, except for a staffer and Carol Lisette Castilla, who's filling out forms. Like most Americans, she has coronavirus on her mind.
It is kind of worrying because when you have kids, you always think about them first, you know? And the mom can always wait, but not the kids.
She's heard the food bank might be able to help with her coronavirus necessities list.
Sanitizers, wipes and stuff like that, and canned food, like tuna, you know, stuff like that. It's already prepared.
On the other side of the building, scattered volunteers and food bank president Eric Cooper are hard at work.
So this is the room where we pack the boxes and get them ready to go out to families, and lots of different non-perishable food items are donated to us, and they need to be inspected, they need to be categorized, and then they need to be put in a box that would ultimately get to a family.
Cooper says their clients, low-income families and fixed-income older folks, are vulnerable in a time of crisis.
They don't have a pantry full of food. Their refrigerator's empty, and the thought of being prepared for a crisis like this can be overwhelming.
Not only can't they stock up on food, but public benefits like SNAP don't cover non-food supplies like hand sanitizer and wipes and bleach. So the food bank is putting together what Cooper calls prevention and preparedness packages.
Which is a little bit more food than we would normally give, with more non-food items like those cleaning supplies that we think can really help those families.
To make this happen, Cooper estimates they'll need 15 million extra pounds of goods, donations of food and money, and one more thing.
We're standing in our sorting room, and there's some amazing volunteers, but to be honest, this room's usually packed. We've seen a decline in some of our volunteers showing up.
It's not because San Antonio has suddenly become a less altruistic city. Cooper says volunteers, too, are afraid of the virus. It's become an issue for food banks across the country, especially in places like Seattle, as more people stay home. Those sorting food in San Antonio today are, so far, undeterred.
They have sanitizers all over through here, so no, we're not even worried about that at all.
One of them's connected their phone to a guitar amp, and Richard Poley is jamming out to Queen as he sorts. So I ask, what if coronavirus starts to spread in San Antonio?
I would still come. Yeah, no, as long as I can help. I mean, I was in the military, so I mean, as long as I'm kicking, as long as I'm breathing, I'm going to, like, fight the good fight, so.
Food Bank President Eric Cooper says, in the event of some sort of quarantine in the city, they'll need a lot more volunteers to get food to people who need it.
Many of our distributions are mobile. They're in urban and rural settings. They might be in a parking lot. We do drive-throughs. And so those are all the strategies that we'll be invoking to try to get people food.
Which is all quite reassuring to San Antonio Food Bank client Carol Lisette Castilla.
And it gives like peace and rest, you know.
The San Antonio Food Bank hopes to distribute 300,000 prevention and preparedness packages over the next month. I'm Bonnie Petrie in San Antonio.